Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, dear radio family. You are listening to Blood River Radio. I'm your host, Eddie L. Miller, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We're going to bring you a very, very emotional show tonight. It's going to be hard for you not to cry, probably. It is for me, people. But before we go any further, if you will, I would like you to bow your heads in prayer. Almighty Father in heaven, the maker of all things seen and unseen, maker of heaven and earth, O God, who can know you? Who can know God? No one can. God, who spoke, he spoke the entire universe into being just with his words. He wouldn't even have to speak it. He could just think it. But he did that. The same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the same God of Eddie Miller, same God of Blood River Radio and all my friends. Lord, we appeal to you tonight. You are the one, you love the world so much, you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to earth to save us. He took the sins of the world. While we were yet sinners, he was hung on a tree, he died, he was buried, and yes, he did raise again on the third day. Lord, I'd like you to bless this radio show. I'd like to ask you to bless all the people that we're going to be honoring tonight that are in prison. I'd like to honor their family, to bless their family, oh Lord. They're going such through a horrible time. Lord, if you will, let us never forget where all blessings on this earth come from. Let us never forget that this radio show will never make 5 feet unless we dedicate everything to you, oh Lord. And ask all this in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. People, we're bringing you a very, very emotional show tonight. We have people in prisons all over the world, all over the United States especially. Some of them are in secret prisons. Sam and I talked about that during the week. Sam is very active in prison ministries. I didn't know that. I don't know why it surprised me. He's in everything else. Matter of fact, we may be calling on Sam close to the end of the show tonight if he wants to come on. We're bringing on Miss Tamara Goodwin. She's going to be our first guest tonight. Just so happens she is the mother of one Jason Goodwin, who was arrested, put before a kangaroo court in Charlottesville, Virginia, where he's sitting in prison. I talked to him, Mr. Goodwin, in the first of last week. We tried to keep secret. He was going to come on our show. I put money in the system so he could call. He'd been in Charlottesville for a year. The day after I called the young man, they moved him to an unknown location, and his mother finally found out where he is, and they're going to move him again. Well, people, we're doing this radio show for him. We're trying to make you people aware of just how low down and rotten and corrupt this country has become, ruled at the top. It was right, I guess it was Paul that wrote to the Ephesians, you've heard me say this over and over again, that we fight, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And the principalities are the demons, people, they're fallen demons. And I can guarantee you, demons exist. I knew all about demons before I became a Christian. I was up close and personal with them. I can promise you, all my atheist friends, I can promise you they exist. But people, I'm going to get right back to the thing now. And after, listen, Jacob Goodwin is a hero, and we're going to prove that. We have the witness. A lady told me herself, I've interviewed her before with the show. She said that Jacob Goodwin saved her life. She believes she would have most certainly been killed at Charlottesville that day had Mr. Jacob Goodwin not come to her aid. It's just, I have a hard time coping with what's been done to these young men. When he was arrested, he was the same age as my grandson. And my grandson is means all the world to me. And anyway, people, we bring Nellie on, after we have Tamara on, we have another fellow by the name of Rudy Davis, an outstanding gentleman, outstanding gentleman. He works in prison ministries. He knows more than I do. We're going to bring him on. He's going to talk about. He's been up close and personal with Jacob Goodwin. He's spoken to him many times while he was in prison. I had another prisoner to call me from the I forget the name of the prison there in Charlottesville. He tried to call in and get in touch with me, and he was cut off before I could speak to him, even after I've got money in the system. So people. I'll ask you this. If these young men were so guilty and so evil, why are they so afraid? Why is the system so afraid to let them speak on this radio show or any other radio show? If they could be made fools of, if they would make a fool of themselves, if they could be easily trapped in a lie, the very first thing any thinking person would want that was their enemy would want them to come on. Because they would be easy. It's easy to spot a liar. It's easy to catch somebody in a lie and trip them up. It certainly is. But people, the show, pardon me for breaking down. I promise you, I had no idea I was going to do that. I had no idea that I was going to lose control. But like I say, these young men in prison up there, my grandson will be 24 in November. With next month, and they're younger than my grandson. I just can't fathom that. By the way, the young men I'm talking about, they were in the compound in Charlottesville, Virginia. When we did a broadcast, we broadcast in Charlottesville, Virginia last year on that fateful day. And some of these young men were in there with me. And, excuse me, people. I had no idea I was going to break down like this. But they were there, and we just... I've just formed an instant paternal relationship with them. I have that in my blood. Like Jacob Goodwin, I die protecting women and children. I die protecting a younger person like that. But anyway, people, excuse me again, y'all. Also, listen, later on down the road, after Miss Tamara leaves and after Miss Nellie leaves, Rudy Davis is going to tell you things that will make your hair stand on end about these secret prisons. Sam and I talked during the week, and I can't say that they're with people. I hear the music coming, and once again, apologize for breaking down like that. Our first guest coming up is going to be Miss Tamara Goodwin, the mother of the wrongly incarcerated Jacob. Please don't go anywhere, people. Stay there and listen to Miss Goodwin when she comes back. God bless you, people.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
All right, folks. Excuse me once again for being so emotional before I came on this break. I think I'm back together now. I'm back to the Bombardier, the Take No Prisoners, Damn the Torpedoes. Listen, we're going to bring up a very dear friend. I've only known her for a short time, but we bonded instantly. Like I told you earlier, people, her name is Miss Tamara Goodwin. She is the mother of Jacob Goodwin, the hero who defended the lady in Charlottesville, and he was attacked in the garage. He was attacked numerous times all day long, and the thugs got to go free, and he's in prison. And now I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to go to one of my stars of the show tonight, Miss Tamara Goodwin. Are you there, Miss Goodwin?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Well, are you ready to rock and roll and tell your story tonight, girl?
Oh, yes, always. Always.
Well, listen, why don't we start? Go ahead. Why don't we start? We'll start where you want to start, but tell about kind of from the start to when Jacob took off to go up there to Charlottesville, and then tell us exactly what happened.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me tell y'all a little bit. I'm just a mom. I'm not anybody of great importance, basically. I'm just a mom. I did not know about all this stuff and things of this nature until this happened with my son. But many years ago, my son told my husband and I that he would like to do something for people, his people, and that he'd like to make a difference in the world. And I told him, well, guess what? You're doing it now, whether you like it or not. And his new motto these days is, with honor by duty. I'm so proud to be his mother. I couldn't be more proud of my son, but he came to me one time and he said, Mom, I'm wanting to go stand up. They're wanting to tear down our statues. At first it started with them wanting to take the rebel flags down. And I'm thinking, okay, yeah. You know, if it's a rebel flag, okay, I can kind of understand a little bit, you know. But we're deeply in the South and, you know, we're a lot different than people in the North. We drink sweet tea and honor our heritage, that kind of thing. But I'm like, baby, I don't know if you ought to go there to some of this stuff because I didn't know anything about it. And, you know, it's just like a mom taking a kid to a football, you know, whatever, game, whatever, you know. I just go sit there. I don't understand the football. I'm not into football. My husband is, but I'm not. And whatever. You want mama to drive you? Okay. You know, that's all I've done my whole life is raise my two children. That's been my life work. But anyway, make long story short, he was supposed to go with a guy. Their truck broke down at the last minute. So I'm like, I don't want y'all trying to hit a road with a truck that's broke down. You know, I said, honey, you know, can I go tomorrow? Do we have the gas money to go? Yeah, baby, take the boys and y'all go. So I went with another man and my son, and I took him to Charlottesville. I was not aware of what went on because we were in Pikesville, and they kept them silent as far as they kept them separated at Pikesville. And, you know, it was really great. It was really organized.
Pikesville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Sorry, Miss Tamara. You're talking about Pikesville, Kentucky, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And, I'm going to shut up now. But you did ride to rip up, but you did take the boys to Charlottesville?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. I just wanted the audience to know what the difference in the geography. Go ahead.
Sure. I want them to understand what we're talking about. With this, they were tearing down the statues. Well, let me back up one thing. We have a Confederate cemetery by our house. Basically, there's nothing really there. Some people think there's a few bodies there. Some people say there's nothing there. I'm with them saying I don't think there's too much there because there's houses also built around it, and it would be on the same thing, the same piece of dirt. If they dug, they wanted to dig it up and move it. I'm like, move what? A tooth? Maybe some hair? What? Possibly. Because if you know, if common sense would tell you that our Confederate soldiers were wrapped up in blankets and just basically put into holes. I hate to say that, but that's true. And so there wouldn't be nothing there. That's hundreds of years ago. So I was upset about that. That upset me. I don't believe in going digging up people's graves. I just don't believe in it. But then, you know, so that kind of infuriated me. Then they want to tear down the statue. Sure, some people want to say, well, it's just concrete. But you know what? That's part of our history. That stands up for what we were taught, for leaders in the white heritage, for the white family. So, I mean, I kind of understood it, but I'm like, okay, you know, y'all go stand up for it. On the way there, they were texting back and forth, and they were told, no weapons. Don't bring any weapons. You know, you're not going to need them, you know. Now, my son dressed in, he had goggles, he had a helmet, he had, lots of people were dressed like that. The black boots he had on, he wore to work sometimes. Was told to wear black pants and a black shirt, his black shirt. He was told to wear that. He didn't go with a whole group of boys. He met some guys there that he didn't even know. Matter of fact, everybody in the garage, he did not know until they all ended up in jail together. But my husband's military. And he said, son, just in case something would break out like that, protect yourself. It would be great to go with protection. And luckily he did, because in the garage, a black gentleman hit him on the head with his fist as hard as he could. Now, nothing happened to him, of course. But it goes on. The night before, they were supposed to have a torch lighting. It's a long story, but I'm trying to shorten it down. They had a torch lighting. I figure a few people would go. Well, we parked further away from the park, and they went down to check it out because I don't walk very well. And when they were gone for a minute, I was sitting with the cars. When I came back, my son, the whole group got maced. There was black guys hanging out of a car, and they maced them, and they were just walking down the street. No weapons, no tiki torches, no nothing. They were just walking down the street. So he said, Mom, this is worse than I think it was going to be. So I think, you know, you might not want to get out. I said, I don't think I will either. But I said, what I did is I parked the car away, put the boys in the car, took them down to the torchlight meeting. And I figured it'd be maybe 20 guys if that means, well, you know, there was hundreds down there that night. And as a matter of fact, by the park there, some people vandalized all the cars in that parking lot where we would have parked our cars. So luckily, I stay with our cars. I went to get milk for the boys' eyes while they were at the torch lighting. When we got back to the motel, there was NBC vans with a big satellite dish on top. I told my son, I said, something's up. This ain't right. He said, Mom, we're going to be fine. We're just going to go over there and talk, do our little protest, and we're going to leave. It's not going to be anything that, you know, you're worried about. Mom, don't worry. I'll be fine. Well, here we are. Here we are. They were asked to leave. My son was leaving like he was asked to do. He was the second one to ask. They were asking anybody want him a shield to protect us because they started throwing. They had human feces. They were throwing it out of water bottles. They had human, you know, urine. My son got maced. My son got tear gas, human feces, and all human waste. And He also had some red stuff was on. We never identified what that is. I'm also told that there was something
Tamara,
in the air. Sir?
Are you, now, did you skip forward to Saturday? Are you talking about Saturday, the day we went to Lee Park?
No.
This has happened before the big rally.
That all that with him getting maced and the cars being tore up was before the rally. That was the night.
Okay.
Friday
okay,
night.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure. I'm trying to keep it time. By the way, before too long, if you could, we'll get to the court proceedings and things. But go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Keep rolling. Keep rolling.
No, that's okay. Keep me on cue. The next day, they had it planned. They went for their permit. They got turned down. Well, they went to a higher court. They got their permit. So they had to figure out a way not to let this happen now that these guys got permits, okay? So what did they do? They planned to push them all together to force Black Lives Matter, Antifa, to fight against these guys, okay? My son, let me make it plain, my son is a separatist. That is a whole different thing than what people are calling my son. They've made my son to be a monster.
Ms. Tamara, we're going to a break now. We're going to have to wind it up pretty soon because we got Nellie coming up. But we're going to a break. And we'll be right back in just a few minutes, people.
Okay.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, I'm J. cold. But I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
We're back right now. We're listening to a riveting story from the mother of Jacob Goodwin, who's currently in prison. And with that, we're going to go right back to Miss Goodwin. Miss Goodwin, please, if you will, skip forward to Saturday and tell us briefly and concisely what happened there to your son on Saturday in Charlottesville, Virginia. That was the 12th of August.
Yes, sir. 2017.
Yes, ma'am.
Son and several others left that motel room. They didn't even have change in their pocket. They didn't go with a weapon. They went with just what they had on their body, and they went, to make a long story short, they went straight on in there. It started. They pushed them together. They fought. They didn't even get to speak. Their speakers didn't even speak. They went on to, let me scoop on to what everybody's wanting to know about is the garage, the famous garage. They were asked to leave. My son was leaving. He was at the garage. Because the guy he went with Jacob had the keys, his car, and that was his ride back. And as he's standing there, now, that gang, if you'd watch, you know, it's a lot. I'll have to come on the show again and really go into detail. But he stood there, and as he was standing there at the garage, he looked over, and he saw this gang of guys. It was about five of them jumping a white guy, and they beat the tire out of him so much till he passed out. And you don't hear that at all. But as Jacob looks up, he sees DeAndre Harris. Now, these boys, if y'all see the famous garage, please back it up and watch the whole complete thing. Don't watch what the media is telling you to watch, because they're just showing, you know, this poor black boy getting beat up. But they don't show what
Ms.
they're
Goodwin,
looking for. Sir.
Hold just 1 second. Now, she mentioned, Ms. Goodwin just mentioned DeAndre Harris to refresh your memories. Probably most of y'all know, but in case you don't know, DeAndre Harris was the black man that took a maglite, a stainless steel maglite flashlight, and beat another man in the head and hurt him real bad. So yeah. Jacob was trying to defend this man. Now, go back and let's go back and try to wrap up what happened there Saturday, Ms. Goodwin.
Yes, sir. As he saw DeAndre hitting Mr. Cruz with a maglite, you know, DeAndre ran at him three times and fell down. All the directions DeAndre could have ran, he ran directly at Jacob, and he had a towel in his hand. He didn't know what's underneath. It could have been a knife. It could have been anything, any kind of weapon. And Jacob, when DeAndre fell, I'm getting to what Jacob done, he kicked DeAndre in the side, kicked him in the bottom, and he kneed him in the bottom. Now, when DeAndre went to the emergency room, he never complained about from under his armpit down where Jacob could have done. But the going on to the trial, it's a lot. Believe me, it's a lot. But even one of his jurors.
Yes, for time economy, if you will, Ms. Goodwin, go. Let's take us to the trial. That's what most people don't know about.
That's where I'm headed. The jury wanted to give Jacob 10 years, $25,000 fine plus. And when they came back, when they realized his age, he's never been in any kind of trouble whatsoever, not even in school, not a speeding ticket. They want to suspend that. Well, when it came up to sentencing, the judge was just plain evil. Knowing that we were sitting there, he could have sugarcoated a lot of his words. But, no, he wanted to make sure we understood how vile this man, this judge was. But so he tapped his fingers. He says, I'll give you $15,000. You'll have good behavior basically to the age of 50, okay? And then, no, I'm only going to spend 2 years off of that. So he ended up giving Jacob 8 years, $15,000 fine. Jacob has to have good behavior until he's the age of 50, okay, plus maybe community service when he gets out, and he'll be 30. And my child has never been in any kind of trouble. And if you meet Jacob to understand, he's well-spoken, he knows his history, he knows he loves Vikings, he's not what people are making him out to be. But he's wrote some letters. Do we have time to go into that, or do we say that for next time?
I wanted to read a letter, but we're starting to run out of time. Go ahead. I tell you what. Go ahead and read. How fast can you read the letter, Ms. Goodwin?
Let's read my husband, and he's ready to go.
Okay, put him out. Let's read that. Let's get that letter. Here's what I want to do. Read the letter to the person, the emotional letter, and then I want you to know. And if we run out of time, I'll tell the people what's going on with present. But we want to go to the court. We want to go to the letter and go to what's happening in present.
Okay. Right now, just while my husband's getting ready, they have moved him now to Coffeewood, which is an intake to check him out where he's going to be, blah, blah, blah. And then most probably this week, they're going to move him again. Any of you guys go to www.yearofjubilee.com, and y'all can see all of this plus. Okay, so let my husband read you the letter real quick.
Please.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. This letter is from Jacob Goodwin, who's now in prison, people. And this is the dad. This is the father of Jacob Goodwin, who's going to read you this letter.
He writes, "Dearest kinsman, may my words escape this dungeon that has taken my body, but only my body. What the enemies of our liberty, truth, and real justice do not understand is that you cannot shoot, stab, or imprison the truth. You can hang an idea in one of your gallows, and man, how I laugh when they try. Even now, as my bare feet touch the cold stone floor, politically imprisoned, the tyrant's heels have failed to stomp out the great fire I kindle in my heart. Were I a murderer, a rapist, a thief, or a drug dealer, perhaps I would have received a second chance or even received pity. I am none of those things. I am an honest, tax-paying citizen, so I received nearly a decade in prison. As you can probably imagine, there is immense pain in my heart. My mind constantly wanders to the friends and family I have left behind. Those who know me personally know that I value fellowship with my kith and kin more than anything else. As money comes and goes, things do too, but it is a laugh with a friend or time with family that you cannot buy back. And once they are gone, you will wish you had them back. So how do I replace 8 years with my aging parents? The reality is I can't. I often think, where will they be in 8 years? What will they look like? Better yet, what will I look like? Will I be the same man that left, or a stranger drifting back into town after all his time changed by years in this unjust system? Can a man spend his 20s in a place of indecency and dishonor, yet maintain his decency and honor? These thoughts grab at me from dark recesses of my mind, demanding answers I do not have. What I do know is I must push ever onward, for what is one man's pain compared to his eternal people, or what is death and despair in the face of our sins? Succumbing to the baseless servitude from birth in our lives, we often bend, but it is breaking under the weight that is a heavier burden to live with. I have traded willingly my freedom and comforts for the avocation and preservation of our ancestral heritage, as many do today and have done before my time. For this I was attacked. For this I was condemned. The truth of this is evident, and more people see it every day. To quote Schopenhauer, all truth passes through three steps. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. And third, it is accepted as being self-evident. If these words are true, then the third is imminent. I will endeavor to continue my struggles as honor and nature compels me to. If this is true, then the third stage cannot be far now. I will keep my chin up in here, as I know you will do the same. Push on and never give up, for the truth will have its day. Keep the torchlight burning with honor through duty. Jacob Goodwin, political prisoner, Charlottesville, Virginia."
Thank you so much, Mr. Goodwin.
Yes, sir.
How emotional can you get? And you know what? I'd like the audience to know, too, at the same time that this man, this hero, Jacob Goodwin, had been gotcha. The same time he was in prison, we have a Hussein Steeny, a black man who was in prison for second-degree murder, and he's going to be out in 8 years. Now, Mr. Goodwin, I would like y'all to tell, what can we do? What can Blood River, what can our station do, Liberty News Radio? How can we help Jacob Goodwin and the people that are in prison there in Charlottesville?
Anyone who has, any lawyers that are listening that are willing to help us, we would like for them to contact us. Also, our people have stayed silent far too long. Our people have lived in fear of being given labels of racist and homophobes, Islamophobes. It's time for our people to let the politicians that we are electing know that we are electing them and that we are expecting representation just like everyone else in this country. And we need to step out of the shadows and back into the light. And we need to stop allowing society and the government to treat us as third-class citizens.
Amen. Listen, folks, we hear the break now, fella. We're going to have to let you go, Mr. Goodwin. But I'd like to also say, anybody that wants to, if you want to send aid to these wonderful people, if you can send it to me, BloodRiverRadio.com. We have a post office box where you can send aid for offers for a lawyer, money, whatever, and I can promise you we will get it to the Goodwins. God, thank you so much, Mr. and Mrs. Goodwin, for coming on tonight. Thank you very much.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked to hear
that. So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Well, hello, people, all you family out there in Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio. We're back. We had some very emotional guests on the first part of the show. And now we have one who is even as much, if not more so. Her name is Nellie. I'm not going to give her last name. She's coming on the radio, people, at great risk to herself. And she's going to speak for the imprisoned. I think they're saints or martyrs in Charlottesville who have been kangaroo courted. Well, with that, this lady right here, I'm getting ready to bring up. She was at Charlottesville, Miss Tamara told me that Jacob probably saved her life, and I think Miss Nellie told me the same thing. And with that, I'm just going to tell you, Miss Nellie was at Charlottesville. She knows everything that went down at Lee Park that day and at the garage. With that, Miss Nellie, thank you so very much for coming on tonight. I certainly appreciate you coming out and speaking up for the defenseless people who were incarcerated, just railroaded into prison up there in Virginia. So I'm so glad you're on now, Miss Nellie. Come on in now.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I do have a cold, so sorry. But I was doing good until Scott read that letter. That was emotional. And I do want to say I've met Scott and Tams, and they're absolute amazing people, amazing, loving, fun humans. I'm so sorry they're being punished for their son's honorable deeds. I'm not sure where to start here. I'm sorry.
You start anywhere you want to. How are you involved, Miss Nellie? What brought you to Charlottesville?
Well, I'm a genealogist. I've been doing it since I was 19. I'm almost 40 now. I'm obsessed with ancestry, all of that. And I have grandpas on both sides, Union, Confederate. I'm from the North, born North, but I support the Confederate flag and, people's freedom to have it. I love my people. I don't hate others. I have children, white children who, I'd like to see survive in this world. We just thought it would be nice to take a stand, just to defend our heritage, our future. And I must say, when I went there, the funny thing was all these people who were telling us to kill ourselves. And we were actually at the end of the line, Baked Alaska's group, I think. And people spitting on us. And at first I thought it was funny because I'm like, you people are wearing shirts of another race like you hate yourself. We love ourselves. We don't hate other people. But then I got hit. I thought it was nunchucks at first. I have no idea what it was. I think it was an Arab guy or something that hit me. And the guys that I was with, they kind of went berserk there. They hit me in front of these guys, why couldn't they hit one of our guys? I'm like, but they hit me. So everything was just nutty. We got ourselves behind the shield wall for protection. And finally, it was madness. I mean, I've never seen such lunacy in my life. I don't know. One of the guys I was with got maced. Like, when I looked at him, I thought it was a gallon of paint that got poured on him. And I remember helping him up, and it was just long. We got behind the shield wall, and these guys just took amazing care of the guy I was with who got maced. But we got separated, me and this one guy and then our other guy that was with us. So we get separated. I just became chaotic in my head, lost. Like, all I could picture was those loons, those evil, vile humans tearing a comrade up that, I knew, a friend. And I'm like screaming at the other guy to come on, let's go find him, the other one. But he couldn't. He couldn't leave that shield wall where Jacob was at. None of those guys could leave that shield wall. But little did they know we were all getting shoved out the back. I don't know. Such chaos. But I was out of it in my head. So, yeah, some of the videos show me hysterical. So I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not that calm. When the police shoved us into those crazies, I remember the other guy I was with was still behind me. Yeah, I just was like, I froze. I seen the guys ahead of me just getting hit with, I don't even know what these people had. They were pepper spraying them, hitting the guys in front of me with clubs. And the police, police everywhere. And allowing these people to attack us like this is, I'm so traumatized. I'm so out of my mind. My soul can't grasp what happened. And all I remember was freezing. And this young man just took both his shields. I'm going to cry. But it took both his shields, wrapped me, and pushed me along. And he told me to run. And he let go of one of the shields and told me to take it. And I didn't know. I never thought I would know who he was. I never thought. Actually, my daughter found the video. And I happened to see Jacob Goodwin. And I'm like, oh, my God, that looks like the guy that saved me. And, you know, we went back and forth. And we confirmed it was him. And I got in contact with a website he was on. And then I got in contact with his mother. And I was able to thank her for raising a hero. And never in my life have I ever seen a human stop and sacrifice himself. He could have just took off. And he stopped and shielded me and pushed me along. I didn't want to be pushed along at first because the other guy was still behind me that I was with. And but I knew I had to go. There was no waiting anymore. Jacob did right. He pushed me along. And it was an amazing
thing. That was Jacob Goodwin. Miss Nellie, and that was, I just want the audience to be absolutely sure, and that was Jacob Goodwin, the young man who's incarcerated in Virginia right now for being, you know, for this malicious wounding and all these horrible things he's supposed to have done. This is the same Jacob Goodwin that we're talking about. He is the one that puts you between the shields to help you get away from the crazies. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I almost felt like I was floating. He's a big guy, you know. I had no choice but to go, you know, he hid me in the shield, like protecting me for maybe 5 seconds maybe to get through the crazies from getting hit and sprayed. And, it's Jacob Goodwin, yep, the one that they've, unjustly punished. So I was there, too, you know, with the garage fight. People don't understand. I can't stand watching the news, the lies that they – and I'm older. You know, I am overweight. I'm out of shape. But somehow, I don't know how, but I was able to keep up with all the guys. I have no idea how I was doing it, but a fear. We were outnumbered. All I could think of is I knew I was in fear. The two guys I was with, one was still lost. I thought, who knows? He could be dead. I had no idea what happened to him. And I am just so terrified. And I feel that maybe most of us, like all we knew was to keep on our feet and keep marching because of the crazies. I can't even get over it. I can't even express it enough. These mentally ill, deranged humans that throw, I just never even heard of humans throwing waste on each other like that human waste. Absolute insanity. Attacking, just the violence, attacking us from the park to the garage, attack, verbally, physically, the assaults. I have video. I went through all these videos. I think I went through 200 videos. I mean, a lot of them replicas, you know, but still all these different angles. Us being attacked. Well, not me per se, but I was attacked in the beginning, but all our guys getting attacked. And BLM following us and wouldn't leave us alone. And all I remember was the guys, I didn't know why at first, why the guys turned around to go back. And that was over the cruise guy getting hit with that mag flashlight. And the sad thing is, one of the sad things is the media shows all our guys beating up this thug. He's a thug. And, but what about that white guy laying there on the median, right in all of the videos that the news is showing, but no one cares about him. That's laying there that the blacks attacked. I'm just so traumatized by this. I'm so proud that these men probably feared for their lives yet turned around to go not leave one behind. They went back to save Cruz and whoever that other guy was laying on that median.
Miss Nellie, how about the guy, one of the fellows you were talking about that had the tear gas, the toxic substance in his eyes, they also stayed behind to protect him too, if you told me last week, yeah. Because he was unable to move, correct? And they, at the risk of their own lives, they stayed. Is surrounded. Tell about the Michael. I forgot his last name.
Marcellus. Michael Marcellus. He, I discovered, was one of the guys that was with the other guy I was with. Kept him, helped get the mace off of this guy. And video shows.
Nellie, we've got to go to a break now. We're going to bring you back for partial police one more segment after the break. And we'll wind your story up in one more segment. Okay, dear? Okay. And thank you so much for coming on tonight. Stay, it's a long break, Nellie, so stay there.
All right.
Well, people, I hope you are, I'm not going to say enjoying it. You have to be deranged to enjoy what's going on tonight. But what we want you to do, the whole purpose of the show, is to alert people what's going on with the political prisoners. Okay. Well, we're going to go right back to the to a break, people. We'll be back in a few minutes.